Welcome to the Sensational Sex Podcast, where we help women in long-term relationships thrive after the honeymoon stage is over. Are you a woman who wants a deep, intimate, and satisfying connection with her partner? Of course you do. Amy Rowan and Dr. Trina Reed have the answers, and all you have to do is join us each week and take a small step. Soon enough, you'll be that woman who effortlessly has a satisfying sex life. Follow us on social media at Sensational Sex Podcast. Share this episode, return next week, leave a review, and thank you so much for subscribing. Now, let's start the show. Has perimenopause killed your sex drive? If you believe your desire to be intimate has shriveled up and died forever, it hasn't.
That sounds so dramatic, but we get it. You feel like your whole system is off kilter because of all of these ups and downs of perimenopause. However, we are here to reassure you that you are normal and you have options. This podcast is doing a deep dive into what you can do.
Hello, beautiful people. I'm Dr. Trina Reed. Thank you so much for listening to the Sensational Sex Podcast. We're so happy you're joining us.
And I'm Amy Rowan, the suburban sexologist. Even though your sex life will never be perfect, you can create a sex life that's perfect for you, and we are here to help you with that.
So depending on your stressors and what's going on in your day-to-day life, chances are you are going to experience a decrease in your libido when you hit your 40s.
A large national survey found that sexual activity fell with age. Fewer than half of women ages 57 to 73 said that they were sexually active, having sex less than twice a month.
And more than a third of women in menopause report having sexual difficulties, from lack of interest in sex to trouble achieving an orgasm.
And the main culprit here is the declining levels of estrogen, which can reduce a person's desire to have sex, and it makes sexual arousal more difficult.
So these things are all manageable, and we've talked about them in other podcasts we have done. So please, you know, go back to those podcasts where we talk about vaginal health, where we talk about, you know, estrogen and, you know, hormone replacement theories. But today we're talking about you're in perimenopause and your libido flatlines. And to help us understand this, sometimes it's easier to see things in other people than it is to in ourselves. So we're going to read you a letter from a woman whose libido flatlined and what she did to turn her situation around.
Then at the end of this podcast, you will learn four ideas that will help you navigate your own perimenopause journey and turn this time in your life into a blessing instead of a curse.
Now, Amy and I can speak to this firsthand because, fingers crossed, Amy, fingers crossed, cross your fingers, Amy, thank you, because this month, I've officially reached menopause. Yay!
Woo! Woo! If I had a little horn, I'd blow it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And I think it's good to say congratulations here because I think a lot of people are like, oh no, I'm in menopause. You know, they look at it in a different way.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to be here. It's a relief.
Well, I am just going into perimenopause. I'm definitely in the early stages.
So Amy and I, we're not medical doctors. So the best thing for you to do if you don't know if you're in perimenopause or menopause or what's going on is to speak to your doctor.
Unfortunately, there have been very few studies that have talked about how women are ashamed to speak to their doctor about sex, or they might feel that their doctor dismisses their concerns.
So please advocate for your rights. You need to tell, not ask your doctor to help you make your life easier because you have so many options.
A wonderful one is our sponsor, NewEve, and their incredible research-backed product line. It is so important to get into good vulva habits and to help you thrive during perimenopause. Take the New Eve quiz on their website and find out which of their products is the right one for you right now.
So as we just discussed, losing your libido during perimenopause is so common. It should be under the it's normal category.
with perimenopause, you are playing the long game. So it really is worth taking the time to figure this out. Depending on your genetics, perimenopause typically lasts anywhere from 3 to 5 years. And occasionally, perimenopause can go on for up to 10 years.
So what we're trying to say here is that your libido is going to go through ebbs and flows for years. And you need to work with it instead of working against it. So to help us with how to manage this, we're going to go into the story from this woman and her experience, and hopefully you can relate to this and then see things that you can do for yourself.
So this anonymous woman writes, "After my first child, my sex drive was non-existent. I thought it would come back after my body healed, or after I got into a routine where I was able to stop wearing my maternity clothes, but it didn't.
After having another son, I kept waiting for that part of me that left, the part that liked sex and liked the connection that came with it. Yet, I was touched out with my kids, that they were toddlers, and I was so tired at the end of the day that sex was the last thing I wanted to do.
I really thought that there must be something more to this because I never thought about sex. The thought of it almost repulsed me. And I thought that I would be this way forever. My friends who are a similar age as me, they shared that they felt the same way. So I knew that I wasn't alone.
My then husband and I did everything to get the old spark back. But every time we were intimate, I felt like a robot just going through the motions. Nothing got me going. And I stopped having any sexual thoughts. And I began to think that that time in my life was just over.
I knew women that were going through perimenopause often experienced diminished libido, but I'd never expected it. I like and I'm attracted to my husband. Our sex life has always been frequent and fun, but now everything has shifted, and the realization of this was disappointing.
Like most moms, I'm super busy, but that wasn't the problem. It's an indifference. A void of feeling, a big meh when it comes to sex. I'm not dead inside, but I'd rather read a book or sleep or watch my favorite show than to have sex. And this has nothing to do with my husband. It was all me.
It felt like a switch had just been turned off down there. And it also didn't help that he was trying so hard, and that made me feel anxious that I couldn't get aroused. And there are all kinds of lubes with hot cinnamon and rose oil, and they sounded positively painful and like a UTI in a bottle.
Luckily, I found a product that helped stimulate things clitorally, and this actually had this parallel effect on me mentally in the moment because I became so much less anxious about wanting to want sex.
And my partner could not have been more surprised and delighted. And the best part was that we continued to have great sex as a result, because not only did it help get me out of my funk, but it also got us back into a rhythm.
So as I was reading through the letter, I was going, check, check, check. It's almost like I wrote this letter. It was almost like this was my letter that I wrote anonymously.
Yeah. I feel like this is the story of so many women. This is certainly the story of many, many of my clients. And in my sex coach brain, there are a few things that are standing out. The first thing is she said it had nothing to do with my husband. And I just want to say that it's never one person's problem, right? There are always different things that can be tweaked. You know, if it's sex that she's not finding to be rewarding, then, and if there's nothing in it for her, as we talk about all the time, then of course she's not going to want to have that sex. And so the conversation, it sounds like finding this product was very helpful for her, and that helped her find something in the sex for her, which then inspired her to want to have more of it.
I think that's a big part of it, is you have to be willing to try different things. You know, so the way you were having sex, you know, you both go into the bedroom, you both do these things, and that worked. But now you need to find different ways to have sex, and you need to experiment, you need to communicate. And I feel like that whole experimenting, bringing new ideas in, communicating, that that piece of the puzzle stops a lot of women from, you know, exploring what her sexuality can be.
Yeah. I remember in our How Much Sex Is Normal episode, what Shan Boodram talked about and what we discussed pretty extensively was that if you want more sex, you need to change how you're having sex with that person. And, you know, and that's the partner piece. This is never one-sided, but I think just like this woman, she's suffering in silence. She feels like something's wrong with her. Her partner's frustrated. She's frustrated with her partner. She's frustrated with herself, and she just feels stuck, and nobody is talking about it.
And she wants to be sexual. That's the thing. Like, she wants that piece of her life back, but and she feels very hopeless that she can get it back.
Yeah. But what happens here at the end that I really like is they do get back into that rhythm. And I think anyone who's experienced this is going to nod. The more good sex you have, the more good sex you're going to want. So once you get into that rhythm, it can build back up. And I think what this also really shows is that it's never lost forever. So just because you are in a rut, just because you are stuck and it's not happening right now, doesn't mean it's always going to be like that. You can always bring it back if you choose to. You just might have to change something up, bring something new in, have a conversation, find that right product, bring in that right toy, whatever it is that goes ahead and brings more pleasure and inspires you to get back onto the saddle, so to speak.
Yeah, so perimenopause is a season of life, and you have to work with that season of life. But it is a season of life, and it will pass. This too shall pass. So this is not always the way your sex life is going to be. Although when you're in the middle of it, it is quite frustrating. So here is a great option if you are in perimenopause and that season of life. We're going to take a 1 minute make happy sex memories with a new Eve promote love moment.
Getting the quality of your life back with a healthy vulva and a happy vagina is only one click away.
Are you a woman over 40 who finds sex uncomfortable?
Then listen up, because we have the solution for you.
When Dr. Renji Chang turned 55, many of her friends, coworkers, and neighbors had the same crazy thing happen to their marriages.
And no one talked about it, but everyone talked about it.
After 25 years of happy marriage, the husband goes on a business trip to Asia and never comes home.
Their husbands all ran away with new girlfriends. So much pain and heartbreak. Marriages and families were broken.
And why did this happen?
The easy answer is that men are...
But Dr. Renji Chang, as a scientist and a gynecologist, did not think that was the whole answer, so she dug in deeper.
She discovered that after menopause, 30% of women experience issues that made sex so painful that it became impossible. And she found that no more sex was the first domino, and divorce was the last domino.
Dr. Chang wanted to help save these marriages, so she invented New Eve. New Eve is a natural remedy that works using nutrients taken both orally, topically, and vaginally to nourish your tissues, promoting collagen and elasticity, and restoring your body's normal sexual functions.
New Eve has custom formulations for dryness, painful sex, bacterial vaginosis, chronic UTIs, bladder prolapse, cytolytic vaginosis, vaginismus, aerobic vaginitis, and much more.
If painful sex or other intimate health issues are affecting your relationship, New Eve offers a natural, effective solution.
Order New Eve today and start your journey back to a healthy, fulfilling relationship. Your body deserves it.
And here's even better news. Our affiliate link in the description will get you a 5% discount. Simply use the code SSP.
And remember, when you take care of your vulva, she will take good care of you.
Okay, Amy, it's time for our sex IQ.
This is a great sex IQ for true sex geeks. I like to think of myself as a sex geek. Love these questions. Does the female genitalia exhibit greater neural plasticity than male genitalia? This means that a person's genitalia is able to adapt as they go through life. A, male genitalia is more adaptable. B, female genitalia is more adaptable. Or C, it's the same.
Well, the answer is B. The female genitalia is more adaptable. So the vaginal nerves are sensitive when we need them to send messages of pleasure to our brain. Research has shown these same sensory nerves dial down during pregnancy.
In other words, they dial down the volume sensitivity. Perhaps, and I would say most likely, probably to reduce how much pain that we feel during childbirth.
That's just the next level of clever, really. And we know that estrogen helps with neuroplasticity and that we lose some of this superpower as we transition through into menopause.
I think what this shows also is, and going back to what I said a little bit before, like the more good sex you have, the more good sex that you're going to want. The more good sex that you're having, the more you are experiencing arousal, getting to full arousal, that is bringing so much blood flow down into that area. And even though perimenopause, postmenopause, there is less, it is still flooding that area. And the blood flow is such a key part to arousal. So going back to how you can bring things back, I think it's stepping back into that. The more you do that, that's going to help with that elasticity.
Yeah, well, it's a big reason why Kegels are so important once you hit perimenopause. Mm-hmm. You're doing a lot of good things down there while when you're doing your Kegel exercises, and one of them is bringing blood flow to that area. So you're strengthening that muscle, you're bringing blood flow, you're bringing sensation to that area. So all check, all these things are happening just by doing Kegels for 1 minute, 60 seconds a day. You're just increasing your sexual pleasure.
So this is the part of our podcast where we put on our sexologist hats and we give you some concrete and practical ideas.
So we're going to talk about what you can do to get your libido back.
Number one, make your sensuality and pleasure the focus. Yeah. Here are four ideas to help you navigate this.
Yeah, so first of all, you have to be focused in on you. Like, you can't be focused in on your partner, which seems to be selfish, but you have to be focused in on your pleasure. So I think something that gets confused by a lot of women is our number one thing, which is, what is the difference between a lubricant and a vaginal suppository?
And addressing the physical and medical side of this is really important. And so this is critical if you are experiencing a dry vagina or if you're experiencing vaginal or clitoral atrophy. And if you aren't sure what that is, we will link to our videos in the description. We have talked extensively about this. And the great news is you can change this with vaginal moisturizers and lubricants.
So lubricants are used in the moment to reduce friction during sex, and it's going to provide temporary relief from dryness.
Suppositories, like the NuEve line, are designed to moisturize and improve tissue quality. And so this is going to offer longer lasting relief from vaginal dryness and discomfort.
So vaginal moisturizers are used regularly over time, and they add a protective barrier that coat the vulnerable lining.
And NuEve has three different levels of vaginal moisturizers, and these are based on your age or what stage you are in. So please go ahead and check out all of the reviews, 72 and counting, and see how women are using and loving the NuEve line.
So I know when I first experienced dry vagina, it's a rude thing. It's just rude. You know, like you're going to have sex and then it's just like, what is happening? Like my body, what's going on with my body? And for me, it snuck up on me and I was really ashamed. Like I shouldn't be experiencing this. And I feel like because there's so much shame around having this dry vagina and this uncomfortable sex, like it's certainly not something that women are open and wanting to discuss. You know, maybe after 10 tequilas with your friends, you might be able to. But otherwise, it's just this sort of thing does not come up in normal conversation.
I think it's probably because I've been selling products and lubricants for 14 years, so I'm so used to having this conversation. But what I will say still surprises me is when someone comes up and they don't even know. Like, they're like, I have a dry vagina, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, get a lube. What? I'm like, do you not know this? Of course, I don't say it like that. But it's the good news, like the really good news with this is if you're experiencing dry vagina, this is a very, very easy fix. This is a very easy solution to help with that. And if you're experiencing that discomfort, and what can that feel like? Like a little burning, a little stinging, a penetration? You should not have any burning or stinging at penetration ever. So I honestly recommend using a little bit of lubricant every time you have any sort of penetration, even if you do feel like you're wet, because it is going to protect that delicate vaginal tissue. So, and you want to use these in conjunction. So you want to use the lubricant every time you have any sort of penetration, and then you also want to take care of the tissues with the suppositories or the vaginal moisturizers.
And Amy and I have done several podcasts on this topic, but just to let you know, the majority of women, over 85% of women, will experience a dry vagina, uncomfortable sex, maybe even painful sex sometime in her life. That's 85% of women. So that's the majority of women. So if you are experiencing this, you're normal, and there's lots of options. So please, you know, take care of your body, take care of your vulva. You know, she does so much for you. You know, she deserves lots of TLC.
Yes. Life is too short to have painful, uncomfortable sex.
Yeah, there's
gracious.
No point. There's no point in it. No point.
Nope.
So our second idea is to talk about whether hormone replacement therapy is right for you.
So hormone replacement therapy, or you might hear it called HRT, can definitely help with a lagging libido. And fun fact, hormone replacement is the only replacement that is not normalized. If you're diabetic, of course, you need insulin replacement.
Yeah, and I feel like the medical community is just catching up to this. You know, like mm-hmm. It just feels like it's lagging so behind. And because there isn't a lot of information, it can be confusing to women when they're new to HRT, having this conversation, especially if you don't know what the different doses should be, what your options are, you know, talking to your doctor, trying to understand and establish this. It can be confusing, but there is an answer.
And I think it is important to go to the right doctor, because a lot of even OBGYNs, GPs, general practitioners, this is not their area of expertise. So talking to an endocrinologist, going to a functional medicine doctor, going to an expert in little tweaks is really important here, because there is also a difference between systemic hormones, and these are hormones that you're using to go into your whole body. And there's also local, topical, or vaginal hormones, and that is a much lower dose, and that is targeted to specific tissues. So, and there have been studies that have come out that have shown that low-dose topical estrogen can be safe for even estrogen-positive breast cancer survivors. Now, again, we are not doctors. Make sure you talk to yours before you do
please
that.
Please speak to your doctor about taking hormones. We're just trying to give you some ideas. Yeah. So there's topical estrogen and there's topical testosterone, and they can do so much more than reduce just vaginal dryness. It's going to help with pain sensitivity. It's going to help with pleasure sensation, with clitoral blood flow and volume, and with your vaginal pH, which helps prevent infection.
Topical estrogen, like we mentioned, is safe for almost all women, both during and after menopause. Certainly discuss that with your doctor, especially if you are a breast cancer survivor. And local treatment first can be great for clitoral atrophy and lack of sensation.
And you can do like me and use both systemic and local estrogen. And since I started doing the systemic and local, I sleep like I'm in my 20s. It like I hit the pillow and I am out, and like it's magic. You know, if that's what estrogen does, bring it on.
That sounds fantastic. And like I said, I've been hearing about hormone replacement therapy since I was about 13 years old with my mom doing her PhD. So, you know, I'm not there yet. I've not started it yet. I don't think I'm quite there. I don't need it, but I am planning to ask about getting my first round of hormone testing at my next annual physical, because I just want to get a baseline of where I am. For me right now, I think it's just more out of curiosity than an actual need, but the minute I need it, I'm jumping. I am definitely not waiting.
Yeah. I feel like now that we know that hormone replacement therapy is safe and it's just replacing what goes missing, you know, it's mm-hmm. like insulin for a diabetic. It's just, you start missing your estrogen, you replace it. You know, it seems like a no-brainer. You know, of course you want to do this for your body.
A sex coach, when I have a perimenopausal or postmenopausal woman that comes to me with loss of libido, any of these symptoms that we've talked about, I always ask, you know, are you on HRT? Have you tried it? Would you consider it? Just kind of see where they are about it, because a lot of times that might be all that you need. That can really solve the problem there. Sometimes there are, and often there's deeper things to dig into as well, but a lot of times HRT solves the problem, and, you know, hey, high five for that.
Yeah, and there's also a website that we've talked about in different podcasts. It's called SEMCOR, SEMCOR.ca, and it is the Center for Menstruation and Ovulation, and it talks extensively about what's going to happen to you during perimenopause and menopause. And the reason I bring this up is you sometimes with hormone replacement therapy, you want to match it to where you are in your perimenopause. And if you don't know, yes, you can go on to the SEMCOR website and just figure it out. You know, like it's pretty strict. Like you can see, like they have it mapped out. This is the transition that you're going through with perimenopause. And then for you, Amy, you can say, oh, I'm here, and this is where I need to go on hormone replacement therapy. So like, this is the point. Right.
Yep.
So you are on top of it. You go to your doctor and you know that this is the time to do it.
It's time to start. It's time to jump.
So the third thing that we have on our list is to make sure to keep your vulva and vagina and pelvic area strong. And how do you do that? We talked about it. Kegel exercises. Yay. So let's do our Kegels. We're doing our Kegels. I'm doing my Kegels. Yep. I'm doing my Kegels. Yeah. You know, it's just that easy. We're done. We're done for the day.
Yep.
And now we have beautiful vaginal canals, pelvic areas. So what we just did is we strengthened our pelvic floor muscles. We enhanced our libido by improving our sexual function and self-efficacy.
And by strengthening these muscles, Kegels can improve your orgasmic ability, better orgasms, increase your vaginal sensation, and this will potentially boost your confidence. And boosted confidence, better orgasms, increased sensation is absolutely going to positively impact your libido. When you are having sex that you're enjoying, you're going to want to have more sex.
Yeah, so Kegels are like the Swiss Army knife of your sexual pleasure, right? And if you don't know how to do Kegels, no worries. We've got a Kegel video and we'll link it to that in the description.
Number four is turn your mindset about perimenopause around. This is a blessing. It's not a curse. In China, menopause is known as the second spring. And I don't know if you saw, there was an episode of Bridgerton, and the mom, Violet Bridgerton, she's definitely perimenopausal, and she is like, something is happening. I'm like in bloom, like in bloom. And you can tell it's just taken her by surprise, and she's widowed. And so I resonated with that, because I feel like there's a lot of women who are like, no, I'm having the second spring. I don't know what's going on.
We are in bloom.
In bloom. Yeah.
Yeah. So in China, it's seen as a time of rebirth into a wiser, calmer state of being. And it's only in the West that we're taught to dread menopause and medicate it at every opportunity.
In China, it's also seen as this time of deep spiritual transformation, and this transition is sometimes described as a death and rebirth, where you shed people, places, and things and ideals that no longer serve you, and you replace them with something better.
I know. It's like when I speak to people who, I aren't good in my life anymore. It's like this mist comes over me, and I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. You know, where I would tolerate this in my 30s, I just can't tolerate it now.
Nope.
And that's
Done.
A wonderful thing. You know, these emotional vampires that suck all the life out of you. Like you just say, I know, I just say, I can't do this anymore. And I think that
Accurate.
Has everything to do with the age and stage that we are at. So, you know, for some women, this can mean something simple like taking up a new hobby. And for others, it can mean a major life change.
Very recently, I deleted Facebook off of my phone because I just would scroll all the time. And since I've done that, I have started learning two languages.
Nice.
I've taken up a new hobby of like building these little wooden structure things. And my middle son and I started a new 3D printing business, and I'm like the painter for it. And trust me when I say I never thought that I was like an artistic person, but it's so much fun. So it's just really nice to sort of learn, explore these new different things. And in Japan, I always love Eastern view of things. The word for menopause, it means renewal or regeneration. And once we understand that menopause for what it is, the whole process is going to become much easier and so much more positive.
So I feel like we started this podcast talking about, you know, you're in perimenopause, your libido has flatlined, and, you know, what can you do about it? And ultimately, when you can focus on your pleasure, perimenopause can be seen as a sexual awakening, a blooming.
A bloom. And your libido, it may stay the same or it may increase because you have changed your mindset and you are starting to enjoy the sex that you're having, which then makes you want to have more sex.
Yeah, so it's like you were saying, it's your motivation. Are you doing, do you have a negative motivation? Like you don't want sex, you don't want sex, you don't want sex. Or if your libido is flatlined, are you trying to create a positive motivation where you're trying to make it better and you're growing that positive sexual experience? So like you really, you know, you can go negative or you can choose to go positive. And I feel like when you choose to go positive, when you get to the other side of perimenopause, into menopause, you will have a really deep connection with your partner, and it's going to be amazing.
You are the walking example of that, Dr. Jane.
Yeah, so we made it through. Yay,
yeah.
Yes. And, you know, like we're here, and it's great. It's great. So remember to check out New Eve's all-natural product line. So simply use the code SSP to get 5% off your next purchase, and you're going to find the links for New Eve in the description.
What you learned in today's podcast, we looked at one woman's journey from zero libido to getting her sexy mojo back.
And we discussed the difference between a lubricant and a vaginal suppository.
We talked about whether hormone replacement therapy is right for you and what to look for.
And do your Kegels. Just do them every day
them.
Because it's going to enhance your libido and improve your sexual function.
And the critical element and what we've been talking about since the very beginning of this podcast is turning your mindset around. Change your mindset around perimenopause. See it as a blessing versus a curse. And then step into your sexual awakening.
So perimenopause is an opportunity for you to expand your sexuality. So even if you feel like your libido has flatlined, there is a lot of ways that you can turn that around, but also open up your sexual and sensual experience.
That's it for us.
Until next time, stay sexy.
Are you struggling with lack of desire, mismatched sex drives, pain, or peri or postmenopausal shifts that affect your sex life? Are you craving more pleasure and passion in the bedroom, but you don't know where to start? At Suburban Intimacy, I offer a holistic blend of one-to-one coaching, educational workshops, online events, and curated by a sexologist intimacy products. Book a complimentary discovery call at suburbanintimacy.com. And while you're there, download your 5 free tips for sexy scheduled sex. Want to spice things up? Save 15% off your first order at suburbanintimacyshop.com with the code PODCAST15.
Is good sex on your mind, but not in your bedroom? Go to trinareed.com and check out my award-winning books, The Sex Course and Sex Bootcamp. While you're there, grab your free copy of Sex Bootcamp Masterclass and sign up for my success newsletter to get weekly freebies and easy ways to help you become the juiciest, sexiest version of you.